MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, is joining us. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, good to be talking to you as well, Bill. Another week has gone by and more baseball news to talk about.
You got it. Well, let's begin right now with the Red Sox, as we do all the time here on the Baseball Insider. And, you know, we've talked numerously, and many other people have as well, about Alex Cora possibly returning as Red Sox manager. The fact that they're talking at this point, I got to think he's coming back.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, Bill. And according to the Boston Globe, Chaim Bloom and Brian O'Halloran flew to Puerto Rico last week to meet with Cora. Again, they flew to him. He didn't fly to them. So that, I think, means a lot in that situation. And I would say he's the leader in the clubhouse, as they would say.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I think I saw that same story, is that other teams have been more urgent in replacing managers than this Red Sox team. So that's another indication that they've got this kind of in the book, so to speak.
Yeah, I would agree with you, but some other candidates are still alive in this race for the dugout. Yankees coach Carlos Mendoza and Tigers coach Don Kelly each had second interviews with the Red Sox. Other finalists for the position still include Marlins coach James Rowson and Phillies player information coordinator Sam Fuld.
Well, this past week, Andy, the Red Sox got a little good news on some player notes, right?
Yeah, they did on outfielder J.D. Martinez. He said he will not opt out of his contract for 2021, so he will be back with the Local 9, making just over $19 million. The Sox did decline to pick up the option on starting pitcher Martin Perez's contract for next year. The Red Sox did not extend an $18.9 million qualifying offer to outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr. So if JBJ signs with another team, the Red Sox will not receive a draft pick.
Also in the news this week was roster moves by the team, which included player names like Chris Sale and Dustin Pedroia. Explain that one.
Well, the Red Sox did reinstate some players to the 40-man roster from the injured list. Chris Sale, Eduardo Rodriguez, Andrew Benintendi, and Dustin Pedroia. The reason why this happened at this point is that teams are not allowed to have players on the injured list in the offseason, so it doesn't necessarily mean that pitchers like Sale and Rodriguez will be back and ready to go for spring training, and even Dustin Pedroia. I mean, it's kind of a moot point that he won't be coming back to play anymore. Red Sox probably going to work something out with Pedroia for the final year of his contract and try to keep him off the 40-man roster so they can have that extra spot for another player. So it's just more house cleaning than anything else with these moves.
Yeah, so who is more likely to return to the Red Sox dugout, Dustin Pedroia or Alex Cora? I'll go with Cora, I think.
Yeah, I'd have put my 10 cents on that one as well.
All right, what else do we have this week, Andy?
Well, some news out of the minor league camp for the Red Sox. Joe Oliver, a former major league catcher who played for the Red Sox in 2001. The last 7 years, he's been a manager in the Red Sox system. He has been let go as manager of the Portland Sea Dogs. If you are looking for some exciting Red Sox action to watch later on today, another edition of Nesson Classics. This week, it's the best of Nomar Garciaparra this afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's a game from August 4th of 2002, and the Red Sox beat the Rangers 11-3 in Texas. In this game, Nomar goes 4-for-4, hits a pair of home runs, and Pedro, he tosses 7 shutout innings, striking out 10 to get the win. So some feel-good Red Sox action on Nesson this afternoon.
Yeah, always a good news, happy story from these replays, that's for sure. Yep.
Absolutely.
But I can't say we don't deserve it in 2020 here. Well, let's go around and look at the rest of Major League Baseball, Andy. And I can't believe this story, but again, I can. The White Sox have a new manager, a familiar face.
Yep, certainly. It's 2020, Bill, and that's why these things are happening, I guess. We talk about teams filling up their open managerial spots. The White Sox have hired 76-year-old Tony La Russa as their next manager. La Russa is in the Hall of Fame. He's won the World Series 3 times. La Russa managed the White Sox from 1979 to 1986. He last managed in 2011 with the Cardinals. La Russa ranks third all-time in managerial wins with 2,728.
So the Tigers hired a new manager as well, right? Does that mean that's why their coach is looking around? They are the coach?
Well, that could very well be. Of course, the Tigers, they hire A.J. Hinch to come in as their new manager. Of course, Hinch was suspended along with Alex Cora for the sign-stealing scandal with the Houston Astros from the few years previous. So Hinch gets his second opportunity, and obviously that opens the door for Cora to get his second chance at managing. So Red Sox, the only team without a manager at this point. So just the question is, how long are they going to keep that spot open before they fill it?
That's right. They've been released, if you will, from their suspensions, all these guys. Mets have a new owner, too. No surprise, but, you know, I guess there is a little bit of, uncertainty about this one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you had to wait for Major League Baseball owners to approve it. They did approve the sale of the Mets to billionaire hedge fund owner Steve Cohen. Of course, Mets fans are thrilled because Cohen's a lifelong Mets fan, and he did say that he is going to put money into the team and make them a winner. So they're kind of envisioning, Mets fans, that this will be the next George Steinbrenner, who will just throw money left, right, and center after all the big free agents and try to buy a championship. So we'll have to see how that all plays out.
And hopefully he has the tantrum thing down, too. That would be helpful, I think.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, he's a little more on the calmer side than George. But, hey, once you get in charge, things can change.
Yeah, and, well, George from Seinfeld may be able to hook on there and get a job now if Tony La Russa can come back.
He'll get a second coming. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andy, take us through. I always learn a lot when you share with us the rest of these Major League Baseball notes. What do you got for us this week?
Well, the Cubs this week declined to pick up the $25 million option on the contract of former Sox starter John Lester. And Lester showed his thanks to the fans by buying them a cold one over the weekend, over the holiday weekend of Halloween. Lester took to Twitter saying the first beer is on him and instructed patrons to tell bartenders, put it on hashtag John's tab. So Lester ended up spending a little over $47,000 in four different establishments in Chicago for those free beers. So I guess if you were looking for a free beer over the weekend, Lester hooked you up. Former Sox infielder Brock Holt has been released by the Nationals, and former Sox pitcher Heath Hembree released by the Phillies. And looking into the hardware portion of the season for players around Major League Baseball, award season, former Sox outfielder Mookie Betts of the Dodgers, he won the National League Gold Glove Award for right fielders. It's the fifth straight Gold Glove for Betts. And coming up next week, the Major League Baseball will be handing out the Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, and Cy Young Awards on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, respectively. The MVP Award will be handed out next Thursday, and Mookie Betts has been named a finalist for the National League MVP Award. Former Sox pitcher Daniel Bard of the Rockies, he was named the National League Comeback Player of the Year in 23 games this season. Bard had six saves with a 3.65 ERA. Bard had retired back in 2017 and made his return to Major League Baseball this past summer.
Andy, baseball is rich with the memorabilia news, and I understand you have a little update for us this week, right?
That I do. Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench is auctioning off most of his memorabilia, including his 1975 World Series ring and his 1970 MVP trophy. The auction ends on November 14th, so get your bids in now. In a story that we've covered over the last couple of weeks, the auction for the rare Honus Wagner baseball card that ended up selling officially on Halloween. It went for a mark of $1.426 million. And unfortunately, I can say I did not get that card.
I dropped out a long time ago on the bidding there, I think. Yeah.
But maybe I'll check in on Johnny Bench's stuff and see if there's something that's a little more reasonable.
You got it. All right, there he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.